So there are three narrative voices in Possessions of Dr. Forrest. One is Dr. Forrest himself, though he makes a late entrance in proceedings. The first voice that's heard in the book is that of Forrest's best friend, who is a consultant pediatric surgeon called Dr. Gray Loughran. And in this passage, he describes the circumstances of Dr. Forrest's mysterious disappearance. Robert was last seen around 7 p.m. on August 14, leaving his clinic for the day a shade later than customary. The next morning he failed to show for a 10 a.m. appointment. Noon went by, and his loyal secretary raised the alarm, one that resounds to this day, since there's still no trace of him. To a degree, I do accept Robert had been gone from us a while, in spirit if not in body, his mood of late so dark and erratic. I have to ask myself if I correctly diagnosed the gravity of his recent decline, or the causes of it. Was he authentically depressed, sufficiently sick of life to want death? Of course, I had noticed in him that share of midlife gloom to which we're all now prey. He spoke gloomily of the gravity of time. He had been sickening of his work a while, I know. Then there was his bad influence of recent weeks, that Vukovara woman, La Signora Nera. I have lobbied as far as I'm able for Roberts to be rated a fully-fledged missing persons investigation, but the police tell me that hundreds of people vanish every week, most by choice, not wishing to be found, only a fraction of them victims of crime. Until they have significant evidence of wrongdoing, they'll not be embarking on a manhunt. The police opinion, then, is of a man who might just have a gift for disappearing. I can't persuade them of the danger that someone might have disappeared him. There's one more unhappy possibility, I suppose, that I just never really knew or understood the sort of man my friend was, and so cannot conceive now of some venal act he's gone and done. Even were that the case, would Robert have taken off without any kind of goodbye? No, when I call all this to mind, I feel awfully certain something wrong has happened to Robert. Something very wrong. Ah, Jesus, Robert, where are you, son? Where the hell have you taken yourself? Go your own way if you have to, but don't leave us in the dark.